Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour for our second roundtable, which will be a regular Tuesday event here. Prepper tip of the day, do you have your spare parts to your rifle? Do you? Talk to your gunsmith to help you get the spare parts you need. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. I am a doTERRA dealer. My friend Leon Green, who's with us, is a well-versed person when it comes to doTERRA oils and all the good things that they can help you with in your life. So we have with us, we have Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer. We have Leon Green, former United States Navy officer. And, of course, Steve Ben Noon and his website, IsraeliNewsLive.org. Okay. Okay, I just got a note here that last Thursday's show is not on YouTube. Well, we'll take care of that. Gentlemen, we have a forum here. Many thousands, I don't know how many thousands, probably 10,000, 12,000 between all different platforms listening to us. That's a pretty good size auditorium that the former Vice President Biden could not be able to put that together. And we have the ears of many men and women all over the country. And I believe our job is to be the watchman on the wall, provide information to these men and women that can help them save their lives, literally. I had a meeting yesterday with a gentleman well-connected to the intelligence community and I've known for quite a few years, and he shares our concern. The time is short. And Leon Green, would you agree that time is short, sir?
Absolutely. And especially...
A man of few words.
Regardless of the...
Go ahead.
Yeah, the election... And the asteroid belt, the food shortages, there's the economic collapse pending. So there's so many biblical applications. Yes, there's so many things that we need to get prepared for.
Absolutely. Steve O'Neill, I know you've been attempting to find the perfect safe haven for yourself, and I'm not sure if you have yet or not. And Steve Ben-Noon, you found what you believe to be an agreeable place to move your family to that you consider a safe haven. Of course, I've been in my safe haven here for many, many years. All four of us have found and either occupy or we're about to occupy our safe havens, haven't we, Steve Ben-Noon?
To some degree, yes. Always remember, though, John, as what we've been told, the rocks are the only thing that doesn't really help us be too safe. Those safe havens basically make sure you don't have to worry about the rising waters, the tidal waves, so you won't be in the first death wave. And then secondly, if you're in the right area, you don't have to worry about the earth cracking open and being like the guys down there during the time of the Exodus and being swallowed up in a giant chasm to close in on you.
Actually, that's happened more recently. The New Madrid seismic zone is not far from me, 1811, 1812. The pioneers who lived in this area, they put logs out in their yard on an east-west axis because the ground was literally opening up on a north-south axis and swallowing whatever was in the way of that happening. So the ground, and there was hundreds of earthquakes, not just three or four, hundreds of earthquakes the winter of 1811, 1812. And when the ground would start shaking, the pioneers would run out of their cabin, stand on these logs in the hopes that if the ground did open up, it wouldn't open up far enough to swallow the logs, the 20-foot or 30-foot logs, wherever they were on top of, and swallow them up to be gone forever. So there's more recent examples of that. We don't have to go back into the biblical times to find that that's been the case. So the rocks are an issue, and having a strong underground shelter would be some protection depending on the size of the rock. It's a roll of the dice. We don't know where the rocks are going to hit, do we, Steve Ben-Noon?
No, we don't, John. And one thing that I'm working on right now, try to find out, because this may be something that could help, especially in planning, even if you're going with a shallow bunker to try to have somewhat protection. But if we know the trajectory of this path here, say if it's west to east, which is what I'm thinking it's going to be, especially even though you may be in a plateau area, which is the safest type of place to be, something thick where the earth is thick. But also, if you've got a good valley and you could, if it is west to east, you could be embedded in the west wall, so where or a mountain that kind of shields that particular trajectory that would give you a lot better survivability.
Well, I was just something, and we have some veterans here that maybe have some knowledge about explosives also, but there's two parts to any event of this kind. When a rock hits, it's similar to a mortar shell or artillery shell. There is the immediate impact of what's directly underneath it, plus the explosive force in 360 degrees going approximately at a 45-degree angle away from the explosion, which characterizing a rock hitting, I think, as an explosion is probably fairly accurate. So that affected area from the explosive impact of the shell of the rock would be far greater than the directly beneath the rock, wouldn't it, Leon Green?
Yeah, I agree with you. I've been to Israel, where they have a huge crater that was caused, I don't even know the time frame, and then also the one down in Phoenix. And they had simulators in which you could see the different angles of approach, the speeds, the size, and there were four or five variables that you'd enter into these computer programs, and they'd show you the magnitude. So if we're talking about a small rock going through the belt, and it's only the size of a talent, 120 pounds, and you get up against the west side of the wall, you'd be concerned about the impact once it hits coming in, 360 as well as, 90 degrees. But most of it would be directed toward the east, assuming that Steve Ben-Noon's assessment of which way it's coming from would be. And so, yeah, you'd have the protection of the mountain, but you still would have the ricochet effect of anything it hit on the ground that would be able to still get to you. So,
right.
Yeah,
well,
having protection would be definitely
right outside. Beneficial. Right outside my back porch is the effects of a meteor that struck. It's the one in Arizona, a meteor crater, over 66, is a mile in diameter. The one that's about 10 miles from me is 4.3 miles in diameter. And on the hillside, right behind where I'm sitting, is the hillside covered with quartz, directly facing the Crooked Creek meteor crater. Now, on the hillsides that aren't facing Crooked Creek meteor crater, there's no quartz. Now, there's tons and tons of quartz exposed, laying on the ground, been there for we don't know how many tens of thousands of years. So if I was on the hillside away from the Crooked Creek meteor crater, my bunker would not have been struck by these rocks. And, of course, if I was on the hillside facing it, I would be struck. But point being, a very simple bunker would be protection from these rocks hitting and damaging people, damaging houses and structures and so forth. It would take a really strong bunker to offer protection from rocks of this nature. And so I would encourage people to have some sort of shelter as protection from the secondary effects, not the direct effects of the meteors. You know, I don't really call the meteors and asteroids, and they're kind of synonyms. But any kind of bunker would be better than no bunker at all. Right, Steve Van Noon?
Well, I agree, John. You know, look at it this way. If we get a nice direct hit, you've already got your own casket, and right. I don't think we have to worry about a whole lot.
Right. A direct hit, you won't know it.
That's right. You know, just be boop, it's over, which I like. Right. Listen, John,
might be
this
a flash of recognition before you meet Jesus, but that'd be about it.
That's right.
So, and while we're talking about meteors, Crooked Creek meteor crater is easily found with a internet search, and the Arizona one is easily found. There's actually about five or six of these in a direct straight line from the southwest towards the northeast. Large meteor craters. The one near me, I think, may be the largest. Not that it matters, but that kind of gives me an idea, Steve O'Neill, that all these meteors probably hit within the same 24-hour period, didn't they, sir?
Yeah, they were the same meteor that broke up.
Well, there you go. There you go. Yep.
That would make a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, this planet struck by meteors 24. I've trying to my friend Professor McKinney. He taught astrophysics at Cornell, and I've been encouraging him for more than 10 years. Jim, please go outside on a nice, clear, dark night, no clouds, with night vision, and look at the sky. He has not yet done that, but I have. You'll see a meteor enter our atmosphere and burning up every 7 to 10 seconds. That's just, our planet is hit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by hundreds and hundreds of meteors. That's just normal, isn't it, Steve Van Noon?
Yeah, it is, John. And that's what a lot of people don't realize. We do have a lot of these that are constantly hitting, but they're just small. They normally burn up in the atmosphere. Sometimes they make it down. You get a little rock, you know, that hits the ground.
Right.
So, yeah, we're just concerned about the bigger stuff coming.
Exactly. I'm not sure how big it has to be to survive burning up, but it has to be fairly substantial. Gentlemen, we got a caller and hold here. We got Laura in Michigan.
Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Laura.
Hello? Okay.
Go near, Laura.
I got a Saturday night on RBN on Immunize Wisely. They had True Odd on there. And from listening to him, I wonder why they changed the name from coronavirus to COVID. That's my first question. Then I have he was talking about that the third temple's already built and they're already doing sacrifices. It's on top of the Gilead Springs, not at the Temple Mount. That's not where the Solomon's Temple was. That's my comment. It's on Immunize Wisely. You can get their archive.
Okay. Well, we'll take the second question first. Steve Van Noon, Do you have any knowledge of the third temple already being built, not on top of Temple Mount, and being put to use?
Well, what a lot of people are thinking when it comes to that is where they have put together the basically the Sanhedrin underneath the Temple Mount, and it's not the third temple. Some people think that that's what it is. But there's also been some speculation that the third temple was built directly under the Temple Mount, and that at the appropriate time they're going to raise it up through the floor, which I don't think that that's feasible. I've seen some photos when I was living in Israel where they would claim that they have prefabbed it. That's more of a real possibility, that they have things ready to go and that they could build it in a relatively short period of time.
But she mentioned something else about already existing at some spring, the spring of Gilead or something like that.
I'm not familiar with what she's talking about on that right there.
All right.
But
all right.
I do know that they will build it. They are going to build it very soon. And I know Yehuda Glick had said to me one time that they're going to build it alongside the Dome of the Rock, and they're going to put a library for all nations in between the two.
A library for all nations?
Yeah, which I thought was kind of interesting in light of the biblical scripture. So that's kind of interesting there because, well, that would be a different subject. We get too long into that.
All right. Well, Steve O'Neill, any feedback on the change of the name from the coronavirus to COVID-19?
I have to plead ignorance. I have no idea how they named these things.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I think the reason why they changed the name, John, is because for the last 50 years, we've already had 36 named coronaviruses. So to call it COVID-19 was to be able to distance from the fact that coronavirus has been around for 50-plus years. And that can be sourced with Dr. Sherry Timpany, who has two different doctorate degrees in the medical field that has brought that information to light.
So if it's that's to create the impression that it's something new, it's never existed before, when in fact it's just a variation of something that's been around for half a century.
Exactly.
Okay.
Now, China and Iran had a bio grade release, which is really not even a virus. That was something that was done altogether different. That's what Glenn shared with me from the White House. In fact, there, that was intentionally released, and it was meant to have a high morbidity rate.
Okay. We got a caller here. We got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. You do know that there is such a thing as a plateau volcano, right, Stephen Danoon? Did you say a plateau you thought would be a safe place, or somebody said that?
Well, yeah, right. And I have heard that before, too. And so I do realize that that is a real possibility as well. What I did, though, is I was Gil Broussard. He sent me all the active earthquakes. And I don't know how many years on there, but it looked like a complete freckled United States. But oddly enough, in one particular plateau there was no seismic activity in the last 50 years on this particular plateau.
So there's no way to find out other than seismic activity if that is a volcano underneath a plateau.
Oh, wow. That I wouldn't know, because that's not my specialty at all. So, you know, well, here's a good thing, though. If it just all of a sudden goes boom, it'll be like the meteorite. Won't remember much about it, just be watching the flight through the sky.
Absolutely.
You're right.
Absolutely.
Be ready to go. Everybody
Amen.
Should be ready to go.
Okay. Pat, thank you for your call.
I want to tell you something else. I maybe ask that.
Please.
David J. Smith over in Waxahachie, he came here from Missouri because he kept being told that there was going to be a volcano there. And so you know who David J. Smith is?
Of course.
In Waxahachie. Of course. We miss him. Okay. I just thought I'd tell you that
because we need
to find out how to find out. Okay. Thank
you. We have a break. We have a caller on hold. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back. And, of course, that was the commander of the Union Army at Little Round Top at the Battle of Gettysburg. The two words no soldier ever wants to hear, fix bayonets. Okay, we have our roundtable going, and we are sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. Leon Green is, I consider, an expert with doTERRA Essential Oils. If you want to get started, you need to do two things. You go to my website, and you'll see the link for doTERRA oils right there. You can make your purchases. You want to get started with the biggest kit that you can afford. Quite frankly, you'll save a lot of money. And get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. Modern Essentials. If you got questions or if you want to become a doTERRA dealer and save more money and have some fun with helping people, give Leon a call, and he'll be glad to help you get started with doTERRA as a business. Leon, what's that telephone number?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time.
Mountain Time. Leave a message if Leon's off doing some phone adventure training, and I'm jealous of. Just leave a message. Call him at 303-495-2188, and he'll get you started to become a doTERRA dealer. Okay. Well, gentlemen, the world continues to become more crazy. The meeting I had yesterday was very informative. I got confirmation of things, not that I need it, but it's always gratifying to get confirmation that the communists are in the process of destroying our economy quite successfully, that the civil unrest will continue to grow worse until we have what might be called open communist insurrection. Call it civil war is really not accurate. And, of course, last but not least, the confirmation that the rocks will be hitting our planet in the not-too-distant future. One of my correspondents, a medical doctor, he's listening right now, he's holding off. He's in Florida. He wants to get a safe haven in the Appalachian Mountains someplace. And I'm not sure how much can be done in 4 to 8 weeks. Steve Benoon, what do you think?
Sorry.
Steve?
Yes, I agree. The time is really, really, really short. There's property up there for sale, but listen, if the doctor friend you have is looking for a place, it would be smarter to get something that's already prefixed. If he's going to buy a property, I would get a mobile home put on it, but buy something that they're willing to sell off the lot. Don't wait for them to build something because it's just not going to happen. And, right. And I would suggest, even rather than the Appalachian Mountains, the Cumberland Plateau is 1,400 to 1,500 feet above sea level, which is, I think, John, if I'm not mistaken, from your information, that would be safe enough for as far as rising
water. More than high enough. Absolutely. Well, it's a whole different culture up in those Appalachians, and I'm not sure if the Cumberland Plateau is considered part of the Appalachians or not. I know it's close proximity, but the culture up there is unique, to say the least. There's a dialect of English spoken in parts of those mountains that hasn't been spoken anywhere except England for more than 200 years, or even in England for more than 200 years, I should say. Very unique culture up there. Steve Benoon, what direction would you like to go next? We got a break coming up here in less than 2 minutes.
I would really be interested to know, John, myself, and I know it's not a different direction as of yet, some of the information that your sources have shared with you, unless you've already covered that at the beginning of the program, I can always backtrack and listen to it later.
Well, it's mainly confirmation of the things that we already know, you know, from independent sources that are well connected to the intelligence community, and a growing concern about Americans who are living overseas, that what they thought was a safe haven because of a lot of reasons and a good place to live for a number of reasons, that they're no longer considering those places a safe haven, and they're going to come back to the United States to make their last stand in the United States, possibly in the Ozarks, I hope. As I've been saying since my wife got sick and of course passed a year ago, you make your plans and then life happens. And that's proven to be very true right now, isn't it, Steve O'Neill?
Yes. There's, of course, but it's, I do, by the way, have a homestead under development. I took this morning off from the backhoe.
All right.
John, yes, our positivity, I think, positivity does not come from our view of the future as much as it comes from our view or our willingness to do something about it. And that, you know, we must act. We must do everything we can and not pretend that everything's going to be fine. It'll be as good as we are willing to sweat to make it, I think.
Right. Gentlemen, hold on. We got our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 28th of July. My website is thelibertyman.com. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. And Leon Green is my expert when it comes to it's doTERRA Essential Oils. Leon, I'm taking inventory of all my doTERRA oils. Over the next 4 to 8 weeks, I'm going to be making sure I've got all the oils that doTERRA offers. I don't know what's coming at us. I know that if I got the oils, I'll be able to deal with them, won't I, sir?
Especially, yes, I agree with you. The aspect of, you know, infection, and there's a whole list of benefits from the oils, and having them in stock and also having them for your community. The people nearby can
That's
have
right.
a huge impact because, yes.
And if you got them, you can use them. If you don't, you don't. Well, this is our Tuesday roundtable. We've got Steve Ben-Noon, IsraeliNewsLive.org, my friend Leon Green, who is with doTERRA Oils, former U.S. Navy officer, and Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer. Jim, we got a bunch of callers here on hold. First, we go to Dave in New York. Morning, Dave.
Hello. Yes, I have a question for Steve Ben-Nun, well, or information. First of all, Truot was on Ingrid Castle's show on RBN. This is Saturday night, I believe, on June 20th. And he mentioned the Gihon Springs was the actual location of the temple, and that's where they've rebuilt it. I believe that's what he said. You could check it out. He probably reiterated it this weekend. I didn't listen to that. Steve Ben-Nun, you mentioned that there was a contagion that was released with high morbidity rate. Where was that, and when was that? I missed that.
This is what was the beginning of the Wuhan, and then, of course, in Iran. I've got colleagues that I worked with in the CIA that know firsthand the things about Iran. So I was able to get when it was going on in Iran, I was able to get firsthand information coming out of there from the scientists, and they were saying that this alleged virus was actually getting stronger as it progressed in its life, which is not something a virus does. And of course, when it came to China, my source there in the White House, advisor to the president, also had told me, he said it was kind of like releasing this out of the Pandora box. He said they didn't anticipate for this to be released that soon, but it was, and it is what it is, and we'll see which way it goes from that point.
Okay, yeah. I have a question for Steve O'Neill. I was wondering what your opinion was on the work Chris Martinson did mention about T cells, two other coronaviruses which people have had, a cold or flu, possibly being responsible for the varied response we're seeing in people. Some people get deathly ill, and others have some sort of lesser effects. And he was supposing that that was related to T cell immunity, and I think this could be a form of immunity. Other than vaccine, that might be useful. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, very good question. And I have tremendous respect for Chris. Yes, the T cells appear to be possibly the answer, and that's the other major immune response. In fact, Chris had gone so far as to mention the idea that we may be able to use a similar virus that does not have these pathologies to form a vaccine that might prime the T-cell response. That would be that could possibly be tremendous. Yes, I think the T-cell avenue may be the way to go, and we need more research in it.
All right. Okay. And do you agree with him that masks are somewhat useful to wear in this situation?
Yes, I have a very definitive view on the mask issue. Of course, being a radiation worker, I understand it from that point of view, and I've only had to wear the iodine canister once, but otherwise, if something's airborne, we've got to do something about it. Yes, sometime we might want to go at some length on the mask issue, but to summarize it very briefly, there are situations where the masks are maybe mildly unhelpful. They might put a little bit of a load on the cardiovascular, but there are definitely right. places where you very much need them.
Large particles. They're either you know, if it's spittum particles, they could be stopped by the mask, or they could be deposited on the face on the way in to be inhaled, which happens with dust particles, right? So
yes, we go ahead.
A scientist they put on TV, but I think her work is accurate, that people talking, she images the particulates coming out of their mouth, and some of that can be viewed easily. Do you think that work is reasonably accurate?
Very accurate. This is the thing about the virus. It is both a matter of the carriers on the spit particles, which are quite large compared to the virus, and it also is, unlike AIDS, for example, is capable of being fully airborne, like beta radiation, radio particles, and that side of the thing. But this is the thing with the masks. You don't need to be walking outside in the wilderness with a mask on or driving in your car with it. If you're going into a building with a handling system, you definitely want to be there if you're like a Walmart, for example, or anything, you know, where you're close contact with people. But you don't need to be bothering with a mask where you're away from people. Then it's unhelpful. The thing about it is this, that the mask will tremendously reduce the amount of contamination you produce if you have the virus and don't know it. At the same time, if you have a mask on, it will mitigate the amount of particles you take in. And there's a threshold, a horse race. I mentioned this, I think, last week, between the immune system and the virus, viral load. And the more you can reduce it, it's not a game of perfection and absolute. If you were in a lab handling the B virus or polio or smallpox, it's different. But it's a matter of minimizing it and strengthening your immune system. That can beat this thing. So masks are extremely important. They really matter.
Okay, we got a follow-up.
Okay, and one other. Oh, go ahead.
Well, we got a follow-up from Steve Ben Noon on the virus release.
Yeah, the one thing I wanted to add to, because we were talking about the your question was about the 30% morbidity. In the Rockefeller documents, they actually had mentioned in there, and this is confirmed by a friend of mine in the Pentagon, that this independently, not even discussing these documents, but it was confirmed by him, that if the people do not go along with the vaccine that they're wanting to produce, that they would release a biograde, which would not technically would not be a virus, it would be a biochemical that would have a 30% morbidity rate, and that would therefore force the population to demand a vaccine, which to me will have very bad repercussions. But that's written in the Rockefeller documents that are public, that if you ever want to look at that to see what their plans are for depopulation.
Yeah, interesting. They throw it right out there. They tell us.
You got a follow-up question.
For Steve O'Neill, I'd like you to take a look at the 2012 Pandemic Nurses Olympic opening ceremony. At the end of that ceremony, you know, nurses are coming in with beds and everything, with kids on them. And at the end, there's a cage that goes out where the guy in the top hat is carried out in the cage. Does that mean Fauci is going to get arrested? But watch that video. It's about maybe 15 minutes. Somebody's going to get arrested.
We're now, as of today, we're now seeing a public disagreement between the president and Dr. Fauci regarding hydroxychloroquine and mask both. That's not going to last long. We'll see what happens there.
Thank you.
Okay, Dave, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Phil in Ohio. Good morning, Phil.
Good morning. Your recent conversations got me to thinking about a book I read back in 1980 called We Are the Earthquake Generation. One of the points of the book was that stretching from Kentucky through Ohio and into Canada, and also west from the Dayton area to Illinois, was something they called the Indiana Platform. But there it consists of an underground granite mountain range and was supposedly, according to the author of the book, one of the safest places on the planet during these kind of times. One of the places that you don't want to be was in the can't think of the name now, the Michigan Basin or the Illinois Basin, which both the bedrock is extremely far down under the ground in those two places. Just wanted to mention that.
Okay. Well, appreciate the call. Thanks. Any follow-up, Steve O'Neill, before we move on?
The only thing I would add is there's some heavy sand layers and so forth, loose soil over the New Madrid area and up into Indiana. In fact, that's why Indiana gets kind of hit rather hard with the New Madrid earthquakes on occasion. It propagates through that quickly, and it settles and upsets foundations.
Well, Steve O'Neill, you haven't lived in the Ozarks long enough. We call it New Madrid, not New Madrid.
I know. Well,
let's take our next caller here. That would be Al in West Virginia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, John, and everybody. I just like to throw out there that people need to know about their surroundings around them. If they happen to have maybe there's an area that's real close to the house, like a big big concrete culvert or anything to get out of the showers if they got time to get there. Or here we have a lot of tunnels that goes through that used to be train tracks years ago. Now it's called Rails to Trails, but there's a lot of underground tunnels that's deep into the mountains. And if you know where they're at and you can get to them possibly, if you're not, that's just the way it is. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. But if you can get in them, they're large enough to where you can actually survive in there for quite a long time. And I just thought I'd throw that out there for people to be aware of their surroundings.
Right, right. That's good information. We appreciate there, Al. Right. Steve Benoon, you have any follow-up to Al's comments?
You know, yeah, John, that he's right about that. And I know with one of the friends I have in the Mossad in Israel, that was one of the things he said to me originally. He said, if you're not going to come back home to Israel, he said, look, he said, then you've got one choice. When everything hits the fan, you need to go to the wilderness, get as far away as you possibly can. Of course, he was talking about the war that's going to start with Iran, which will automatically cause Russia and China to get involved and hit us. But he said, always remember, and he's, of course, an engineer as well. He said those huge underground drainage systems there that are buried deep underground are a good place to get shielded from those bombs that'll be dropping on the ground. So, yeah, it is a good backup plan.
Okay, real good. Our next caller is John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question for anyone that cares to answer it regarding testing for COVID. What is the thought that they have to put that thing so far up your cavity in your nose to breach the blood-brain barrier? I mean, if it's genetic and they can use DNA, why do they have to ram the thing and poke your eye out?
Well, I can tell you one thing. You're making the very point. I mean, if you're testing for the corona COVID virus, which is a coronavirus, any saliva test would work. They're intentionally going up to the blood-brain barrier, and there has been some suggestion that they're using hydrogel on the test swab to put it near the blood-brain barrier as a early part of what's going on. Of course, they're denying that there is any use of hydrogel in the vaccines, et cetera, but there's no need medically for this to be driven all the way up near the blood-brain barrier inside the sinus cavity.
All right. Steve O'Neill, have you got any comment?
I agree with Steve. As contagious as this virus is, they have to go to these heroic efforts to find it. The people will be shedding the virus like crazy, probably. And so, no, it doesn't make sense to me either.
Well, one comment, John, if you will, is that, you know, Steve O'Neill, I don't believe this is as bad as they say. I think it's a flu, and I think that it's being used to manipulate, control, and literally kill as many people as they can. If you've got someone that is in a pandemic, hyper-contagious, it can be passed by breathing or spittle coming out of a mask, and you take the sick people and put them in a nursing home with other sick people, that is sick people doing it. They're practicing genocide on the highest level, in my opinion. And if we buy into this, then we get what we deserve. We need to be telling
John,
them that we know what they're
John,
doing.
John, don't throw away. I need to politely disagree. What's going on now is not to kill as many people as possible. What's going on right now is to make people so fearful that they will clamor for the vaccine. That's what's going to kill the
Absolutely.
People.
But what does anxiety and fear have a physical effect? Absolutely.
Oh, it does.
It'll kill
your immune
people.
System. It does. It weakens.
That's right.
If you have
right,
exactly.
So they're killing people. I mean, let's be honest. They're killing people.
Absolutely. Well, we're in agreement there. Stephen.
All right. Thank
Benoon.
You.
Yes, thank you, sir. You got to follow up there, Steve Benoon.
Well, I would you know, here's the logic. If you think about this, this is why it doesn't make sense in the first place. Because if they say that it's such a contagion that when you that they want you to go around wearing a face mask so that your spittle doesn't go out and hit the next guy there that you could catch it from, then that should be the obvious, even with the testing. If your spit's causing infections, then why do you need to ram this rod up your nose there to the brain to get the test? You just stick the swab in your mouth like any other test would be done, unless you're doing a blood test or something. But yeah, there's a lot of ramifications. My wife, nurse midwife, and she's a biologist as well, would tell you straight up, that mask is causing you more health problems down the road than this cold virus that they're killing us because of the herd immunity.
Hold that thought, Steve. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait, Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This is our Tuesday roundtable with Steve Ben-Noon, IsraeliNewsLive.org, my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer, and Leon Green, the former United States Navy officer. Jim, we're down to the last 3 minutes here. It's been a fascinating 2 hours. Leon Green, if you can join us the full 2 hours next week, you're certainly encouraged to do so. I know you're busy doing all your activities. So we'll do a wrap-up here with Steve Ben-Noon first, and we'll get to the other two gentlemen. Go ahead, Steve, your wrap-up for this hour.
Well, John, I tell you what, we know we are in a very drastic time right now. And one thing too, John, I know you always do those prepper tips. I just wanted to remind people too, is what we had mentioned earlier, and I don't know if you ever got any follow-up on this, and that is those gun safes that more and more are the electronic type there, making sure you have the ability to access it, especially as we get closer to November when we know things are going to really, we're going to have a major meltdown during that period of time. So I think that we need to be more prepared for that coming up as well, and don't get caught with an EMP attack, and the next thing you know, you can't access your...
Well,
your...
here's the deal. If you're going to buy one of electronics, make sure it's got a key override. Take the batteries out of the electronic device and see if the key override still works. In fact, just leave the batteries out if you got a key override.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Leon Green, your follow-up, sir.
I agree. Time is short. And so the on-site preparations, even if you have access to friends and relatives who have access to the backhoes like Steve O'Neill's working on right now, you know, even if you can make modified culverts and things of that nature, now is the time to start, because you're not going to really try to do this when you have incoming strikes. So now is the time to do it. And they're available over the summer. So, you know, if September's an issue, then obviously get started now.
Absolutely. Thank you, Leon. And last but not least, my friend Steve O'Neill, your parting comment, sir.
Yes, there's so many things we have yet to talk about, and we'll enjoy talking about them. I would like to close on the virus issue and saying that the pathology of the virus is really quite mild compared to many things. I believe that what's really going on is social engineering, and that the people in charge did everything they could to suppress the public's ability to arrest this virus early on. We could have dealt with it very early and not had this problem. Something bigger is going on, and we need to study that. Now, at the same time, the virus itself is very undesirable to have. But I believe that there's much more to come, some other things that we don't want to even have to talk about yet. But our issue, our focus should be on, why has our government failed us? Why have our leaders, our scientists, our institutions failed us? And this is Chris Martinson's message and several others. And I think we need to study this.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, thank you very much. We'll do this again next Tuesday. I appreciate it. Okay. Okay.
All right.
All right. That's it for the day. Thanks, guys. That's it for the day. Medical supplies, your energy cleaner, essential oils. Now, while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.